and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Morning, wall. Morning, ceiling. Good morning, floor. Ready to start the day.
Let's hear it for the boy. Let's give the boy a hand. Let's hear it for my baby. Oh, you gotta understand. Whoa, maybe he's no Romeo, but he's my life and one man show. Whoa, let's hear it for the boy.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning, live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at MyTalk1071.com. Jason Mathis.
Jason, anyway. Are we in love?
We are, Andy Cohen. And joining me is we're single day when she's not walking down the streets of Shoreview dressed as a handmaid for no apparent reason. Ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
It's cold out. Yeah. Actually, it's not going to be cold today, but good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning.
And good morning to all of you. Mm-hmm. All of you. On this Friday, September 22nd, 2017, welcome to the show. Welcome to your morning. Welcome to your weekend, for heaven's sake. And welcome to your first sip of coffee. Cheers,
oh,
everybody.
Yes.
Cheers.
Yes.
Good morning.
Cheers. Cheers.
Oh, yeah.
That's right, Sheree. Oh, 5:32. How's everybody doing? Lex, how you doing?
Oh, I've got that Friday feeling, guys.
Do you?
Yes.
Now, this is your last day with us for a little while, right?
For
this
a
is
week.
It?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. For a week.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's actually just start there, because Dawn and I have a very... We have a very important question to ask you. Let me, Dawn, pull the timpani out here if you can, please.
Yeah.
Let's get right to this. Let's get right to the business of the day. Mm. The question, sometimes we ask the question, you know, did Dawn leave her house?
Yes.
Yeah. Today is, has Alexis started packing / has Alexis started or completed any of her tasks that she needs to do before Iceland?
Packing, no. Ooh. Most tasks, yes.
Oh my God. Packing, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey.
Wow.
For me.
Is that it? Is Dawn. That's really good for her, actually.
I'm supposed to be happy.
Okay. Yeah, this is happy news,
okay.
Dawn.
This is good stuff.
Okay, most tasks, like washing the dogs.
Oh,
you wanted to do that.
That was yesterday.
Okay.
Dog groomers are heroes.
Yeah.
Wow. And I can't even imagine washing someone else's dog and not knowing, you know, what they're like. But wow, so I did do that. That was very good. I need to call, you know, bank and stuff like that to let them know that I'm going to be gone.
Yeah.
But packing, I've started a little pile. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Good.
Lex, you know I'm with you on this one. I have been known to pack the morning that I'm leaving.
Yeah.
There was one time that my plane was leaving at like 7:30, and I'm not kidding, I woke up at 5, I woke up at like 4:45, and I packed for 15 minutes.
Yep.
And then I got ready, right, Lex?
Yes,
and
as long as your laundry's prepped.
Yeah.
You're pretty good.
It doesn't, and also, I'm a dude, and I realize that my packing is probably, I don't want to be stereotypical, but my packing is probably a lot easier than my female friends, but...
Well, and here's the other thing, guys. My girlfriend flies in tonight. She lives in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And we're going on this trip together. And I'm going to size up her bag before I put my stuff into the bag, because I don't want to be the friend with the gigantic humongo bag.
Right.
So whatever
Lex, I wouldn't. You please.
I'm getting
you
much better
be
at
friend?
It. Yeah. I do not want to be that friend.
Okay.
And, you know, around Europe, you don't want to be that American with the, you know, the giganto bag, because we can't pick what we want, you know, and then lugging that around. So.
Oh, okay. Right, because you're going to London, too.
Yes. So that, and then there's different, you know. So anyway, lots to think about. So, and then on the cusp of that, we still haven't heard from Angel's mom, who's in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So as much as I'm excited for that, I'm also just kind of, I really hope that we hear from her today
before,
or tomorrow.
Yeah.
before the flight leaves, because I'm worried.
Are you getting any indication, any nothing? I mean,
nothing.
No word, nothing.
Nothing. That's the scariest part about it.
Yeah. Because remember, you said you were going to try to stay away from the news. Did you watch any news last night?
Yeah, I did.
You went on hell? Yeah.
It's hard to not, just because.
Yeah.
Part of totally. Me also thinks maybe they'll be doing a story in this little town.
Yeah, that's what I was asking. Yeah.
Because he has a lot of aunts and uncles who live there and cousins. I thought, well, maybe we'll see one of them. But we didn't. And, you know, it's just kind of a,
And again, it was like you said yesterday, the infrastructure was bad to begin with.
Yeah.
You know,
already.
And already.
Oh.
Yeah. And now you add this, it's.
And there's a lot of great stories, of course, of people helping people there, which has happened in these last few storms anyway. But they really need help. And so just I can't even imagine the amount of water that has fallen is almost equal now to Hurricane Harvey. Mm. And think of how small Puerto Rico is. And like, with the infrastructure not being, you know, on par, and with all the different resources going on, all the different places because of all the storms.
Right.
And of course, we have the earthquake in Mexico City.
Oh, my goodness. That's just so tragic.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had to
asking people to be quiet so they can hear people in the rubble. I mean, can you just imagine?
And all the children.
Yeah.
I've stopped. I didn't watch. I usually always watch the news, and I did not watch yesterday. I just couldn't. I was like, okay, I can't put this in my brain today. I just can't.
No, I understand. Yeah,
but I did hear about Frida. Did you guys hear about Frida, the Labrador?
Yes.
No.
Oh, she's seven. She has detected 52 people already and has saved 12 people. Already throughout her career, and she's part of the Mexican Navy canine unit, and she's working real hard. They put little mucklucks on her little paws.
Yeah, she has little booties on, and she's finding people.
Yes. 7.1 earthquake is what's going on there.
Yeah.
Oh. I wonder if there was a 12-year-old girl in the school where all those children lost their lives, and she was still alive, and they were trying to... You know, there's so much rubble, they don't want something to collapse. So it was a really delicate situation going on. I wonder, I haven't seen this morning whether or not they've gotten her out yet. But can you just imagine?
No. Oh, my goodness. Well, I hope that you guys hear at least some word. You know what I mean? Even if it's another relative calling on hell to say... That she's fine, so...
Yeah, we do know that she is with her siblings, which is really good news.
That is good news.
So...
Oh, you do know that. Okay,
before, because we talked on... Well, the last time we talked was Tuesday night.
Tuesday, yes.
And, you know, they always are ramping up for hurricanes over there. Just the size of this one is just... Yeah. So she said, don't worry, I'm going over to my brother's house, and we'll be together.
Right.
So at least we know that.
Yeah, exactly.
But who knows how hard it hit in this small little town.
Yeah. Mm, and so. You want to praise the artistry of dog groomers and washers, you said a few minutes ago. Because we were talking yesterday, 5:30 Friends, that you needed to do that.
Yeah.
And I was saying the not Muddy Paws. That's a cheesecake place.
Yeah.
But Bubbly Paws.
I was looking for that.
Bubbly.
Right. Bubbly Paws.
I was like, those are delicious cheesecakes. By the way.
Bubbly Paws is a great place. And so you where did you take your dogs?
I was thinking about doing that. But usually I just bathe them at my house. And so last night I was looking at them. They look so sad and just like dirty. And I thought,
Sad and dirty.
I was like, all right, guys, come on now. And Packy is our black lab, and he loves the water. He loves to swim. He's a water baby. So he just jumps right into the tub. But he's 85 pounds, right? So he is sure to get going. And I want to make sure that, you know, you wash him, and then you put some little rinse on, little conditioner, so he has that silky soft fur, and he feels good, self-esteem. You know, his disposition, you want him to feel good and confident about how he looks and how he feels. So he was really good. But Ricky is the one. He's a Mountain Cur, which is a hound dog. Old Yeller was one. He's 50 pounds. He hates the water.
Oh.
So I have to put the leash on him and get him, coax him into the bathtub. And it's so sweet because those dogs are so connected.
Yeah.
That Packy stays in the bathroom with us.
Yeah.
And right by Ricky's side as he's being bathed, because before I used to separate them.
Yeah.
And they'd whine and Ricky would shake uncontrollably.
Oh, Ricky.
I know, like, little dude, it's okay. Aww. Don't you feel good? And then afterward, yeah, then they start, you know, walking around like do. And he even let me blow dry him a little bit today.
Wow.
Last night too.
Oh. So that's all done. You took care of it.
It's done.
Good.
Done, guys.
Okay.
Thank
all done.
Goodness. Feeling like the dogs feel good. You know, I change the sheets. I like to come home to a fairly clean home. I know my husband's not going on this trip, but or maybe leave him with a nice clean home.
Yeah.
So I'm getting
look
there.
At you.
Slowly but surely, guys.
She's getting there, everybody. Yes. And she'll pack by
what time do you leave?
Before leaving.
Tomorrow night. So
okay, good.
I do have some time.
Yeah, but your friend's coming
she'll pack
tonight.
Tomorrow afternoon.
But yeah, geez, you know me so well.
I know you tomorrow afternoon. I bet
true.
You I would bet all the money in the world that you are not gonna pack until tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true.
I get
that's
so excited about going on trips that I normally pack like at least a week in advance. I have
that's
a list that
does.
I print
really?
Out. I print it out, and I have different color markers. And I
oh, Dawn McClain.
Oh,
my goodness!
I kind of wish I was a little more like that.
No, you don't, Lex.
No,
no
okay.
Let's be proud. Be
okay.
Us, Lex. Be
proud.
Us.
Procrastinator. Okay.
When we come back, why Alexis was on my mind when I was at Target yesterday. We'll be right back.
Difficulty facing the day.
I could not stay alert.
I stopped bending my limbs.
I ate soup with my hands.
I made robot noises during important meetings.
I would stare at people until they became uncomfortable.
Then a friend suggested Jason and Alexis. Their mix of entertainment news, pop culture musings, interviews, animal stories, crafting tips, and random, sometimes confusing comments have given me balance and the will to be a better me. Hello, world.
Maybe you're ready for Jason and Alexis. One quick listen should cause instant gratification. Side effects are a concern and may include uncontrollable giggling, unnecessary profanity, hot liquid diarrhea, puddles of constant drool, shrub-like toe fungus, mangled and deteriorated intestines, gelatinous clotting mucus, explosive anal emission. But these are minor. To find out if Jason and Alexis are right for you, ask your doctor. Or don't, because really, what do they know? Do whatever you want. I don't care.
That's right. 5:49. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning on My Talk 107.1. I'm Jace with Lex and Dawn McClain. So I was at Target yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, I got my hairs, all eight of them. I got my hairs cut.
Nice.
By Mermaid. I call my hairstylist Mermaid because her real name is Kara.
Mm-hmm.
And she works at the Medina Great Clips. And has for years. She's cut my hair for about 10 years.
Nice.
I call her Mermaid because the nutbag believes in mermaids. And I'm there every 2 weeks. So I see her more than most friends. So, and every time we get into a joking fight or we get it, we're like the Bickersons.
Uh-huh.
And it usually starts right away. I mean, it starts when she washes my hair. As she's washing my hair, I feel like we're at a beauty salon. And our volume depends on if there are other people in the Great Clips with me. Yesterday, it was no holds bar because there's nobody but us. And there was one more stylist who loves when we bicker. So it was carte blanche to just scream at each other.
Perfect.
So,
nice.
Yeah. So she's giving me all of her, quote, evidence of why mermaids exist. Telling me that because there's a documentary on the Discovery Channel that proves it because the Discovery Channel doesn't lie.
Mm.
And I reminded mm-hmm. them of the Michael Phelps versus shark thing. So anyway. So I left Mermaid. I got my hairs cut. My hairs dids. And there is a Target next door. And I had to get some just household items. So I don't know about you guys, but when I go to Target, depending on the layout, I have to do a certain trek. I don't know. I don't think it's OCD. Oh. It's not that pulling, but I do have to go through the store in a certain order.
Gotcha. Yep.
Okay. So I go through and da-da-da-da-da, and I always love coming upon the electronics because I'm a nerd and I'm a guy like that. And so I'm looking at the video games because we call fall in my house video game season because Colin and I love, we're like little kids. We like to, on the cold days, we stay in and play Star Wars or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I get to the movies, and as I'm walking by, I smile because I see a display. I see a display that says new releases 4K. Now, 530 friends, we can't be audacious enough and conceited enough to think that you listen to our entire broadcast. We wish that you did, but we can't. That's unfair. Yesterday in the 7 o'clock hour, I was naming an AbFab, basically saying that I am going old school. I'm starting to buy discs again, like DVD, Blu-rays, and then 4K discs.
What is that?
Because the movies are beautiful. And I have a 4K TV, and the movies are beautiful. And Alexis, well, she has a VCR. I mean, that's all. She still has a VHS player.
Don't
she
didn't knock know, it. Get to watch all the home videos.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yes. Yeah. She didn't know what she didn't know what 4K was, like I'm sure a lot of you.
No.
So we got into a two-segment long debate. Kenny the Traffic Kitty got in on it.
Yeah.
And I was trying to...
He doesn't get it either.
I was trying to share my love of the beauty of films like they should be seen in crisp, beautiful 4K high ultra high definition.
Sure.
And Alexis was not having it. I mean, she was not buying it. And 530 friends, I don't need to explain this to you. Alexis hates E.T. Does not think he looks like a turd.
Oh, chewed up Tootsie Roll. He's scary.
And by in comparison, E.T.'s my favorite movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
I did not see. I saw it at like 6.
Yeah. So I'm walking by the movie section at Target.
Too early.
The new 4K section. I'm like, oh, look, some new releases. And there in the middle, like an illuminated finger sticking out at me. What do I see?
Yes.
What do I see? The just released re-release of E.T. on 4K. Like the new transfer of E.T. on 4K high definition. I laughed out loud. Like I was like, this is divine intervention. This is the good Lord laughing hysterically at the two of us. Yeah. So I immediately purchased it, went home, watched it in all of its beautiful, crisp glory. Before I did, though, I, of course, had to make an Instagram video, yes. An Insta story, because, you know, I'm all about that now. I'm trying to be like the kids, the cool kids.
All about that life. I love it.
Yeah. So if you go to my Instagram right now, search for Jason Matheson and go to my stories, my Instagram stories, which is the bubbles at the top of your Instagram. Click on my head. You will see my message to Alexis. With my purchase, but I'm gonna tell you, Lex, E.T.'s never looked so good.
I was gonna say, do you want to see that thing in 4K?
Yes,
up
I
close
do.
Close and personal, every
He's
little
cute.
Fold of that turd skin.
He's cute.
I don't know.
Uh-huh. It's not turd skin.
Alexis thinks E.T. looks like a turd.
I know.
And so
I
does
don't.
Phil, one of our longtime
yeah,
listeners.
See, I'm not alone. Yeah. I need to watch this as an adult, but I don't know if 4K is the answer, though, Jace. Maybe just regular, you know, just a little blurry.
Hmm.
I mean, what have they done to it? Because it wasn't clearly filmed in this new technology.
No, they went back.
Does it really look good?
Yo, it looks like it was shot yesterday.
Oh, great.
It's beautiful. Like a gorgeous motion picture. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's stunningly beautiful, all kidding aside.
Nice.
So there you go, Lex. I know what I'm getting you for Christmas. It's 5:55. It's a Friday. We're ready to party, and so are you. Grab another cup of coffee and see us back here in about 2 minutes. Stay with us.
My Talk 107.1. Everything.
A Pickle Rick!
Entertainment.